Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Listen to this quote. I was crying, not of joy, not of anything. I was just crying. I was more happy. I was alive. I don't think I've ever appreciated my life more. That from a guy who just rode on an amusement park ride.
See, they gave you a wonderful gift. What a great ride.
You'll never forget it, and you'll appreciate life forever.
Name me another amusement ride that can do that for you, give you a whole new perspective on life.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Coming up on 612, great to be back with you this week. Weather going to be a big story through the week. The Midwest under a heat dome that will bring some scorching temperatures.
What's the weather like out there? It's hot. Damn hot. Real hot.
Yeah, here and across the Midwest, ABC's Andrew Dimbert on just how dangerous this can get.
More than 260 million Americans will experience temperatures above 90 this week. Parts of the Northeast will see temperatures in the mid and upper 90s. Extreme heat is the most dangerous form of extreme weather, causing an estimated 1,200 deaths in the U.S. each year. And now there's concern that number will only grow as northern cities unaccustomed to such extremes face this heat so early in the season.
I have to check with Ms. Nansky, but I think he talks about this, that heat actually is the number one weather-related killer, right?
Absolutely.
We focus a lot on tornadoes and hurricanes, rightly so, because those are big events. But when you have extended heat waves like this, you know, it can really take a toll. So for us locally, what did I say for today? 95 the high. That's the hottest day here in our stretch. So we get through today and it gets better, but not considerably so. Tuesday, mostly sunny, hot, and humid. Slight chance of thunderstorms. I think there's a chance for storms of some kind through the day when it gets like
That's always the case, right? The recipe is there.
It's one of these where probably not everybody gets them, but they can just bubble up. So Tuesday's high is 92 degrees. Wednesday's high, 82. So we cool off considerably, but it's still warm. Again, very warm and humid. Chance of thunderstorms on Wednesday. Thursday, partly cloudy. Chance of thunderstorms. High of 80 at the lake, 86 inland. And then we shoot back up on Friday with a high of 90 degrees. Hot and humid conditions again and a slight chance of thunderstorms. So this is one of these weeks where you just got to keep an eye on it. And, you know, Niz and I used to laugh because, you know, we were both over on the TV side. It was always the, how do you beat the heat stories?
Make sure you're hydrated. Check on the elderly.
Right. Wear light-colored clothing and all that. But when it does get into the upper 90s and you have the humidity.
Got to be smart.
At least have that in your mind, right? And take it easy if you need to take a break when you're doing what you're doing. Just be conscious of it.
Those storms rolled through yesterday pretty quickly. There was one later in the afternoon. All of a sudden, whoa.
Where'd that come from, right?
Sitting outside enjoying the Father's Day on the patio and then all of a sudden running in.
People screaming. Running.
Yeah, it's all windy. It's all
clean up
out.
The picnic.
Right.
614 Sports coming up next on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
You could call it the Blake Perkins game.
And the pitch. Lined in the center and caught by Perkins. India can't hit it any better than that. He hit a bullet to center. Perkins made the charge, the slide, and caught it.
Oh, baby, that could have led to some trouble there. The Brewers clinging to a run one lead.
Could almost hear in Uke's voice like he thought that was going to get down, right?
So that's in the eighth inning. Then comes the ninth. Still clinging to that one run lead. Got runner on, and then this.
Trevor McGill swinging a pop-up. Shallow center, base hit. The throw coming home. It is going to be in time. They got him on a perfect throw from Perkins and Sutter. The out on the throw. 8-2 ends the game.
That was the game. Perkins with just an absolute strike skip.
A throw from center field on a soft hit ball is very tough. Because you have to, the ball doesn't give you any rhythm or energy going through it because it kind of dies, right? You got to create your energy, which takes a second. And to make a strike over the mound, blah, 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 in that clutch situation, that's a big time play.
A big time play. And then the catcher held on to it too. Contreras took a hit.
And he's a man.
Murph made the joke that he would have kept playing anyway.
Way to go, Perk. Way to go, Perk. Earn mine. You got to earn mine, Perk. You got to earn mine. You're getting mine back. You're getting my respect.
Yes, way to go, Perk. That was from the dog. Soup giving Perkins some love the day before. So there you go. So Blake
rubbed
Perkins
off,
gets
right.
his day.
Took that Snoop Dogg love. Boy, that just flooded our social media.
That was amazing.
Feeds, right?
That,
just everywhere.
That's, yeah, I'm going to say it. That, you know, baseball gods and whatnot, all that stuff. That those types of stories, what happened with Snoop over the weekend, that's championship season type of stuff.
Yeah.
That's memorable moments in championship type seasons. I'm just going to say it. By the way, the Brewers head west. They play at midnight tonight.
Might as well.
Right? I think it's like 8:38 pregame after 9 first pitch as they play the Angels.
Hey, if you're normally up at this hour, we'll take care of you. We'll get you the highlights.
Because I got it going on.
Only one major left in golf, the Open Championship still to come.
Another epic up and down at Pinehurst for a U.S. Open Championship. Bryson DeChambeau now has two.
NBC Sports on the call, DeChambeau winning his second major, a second U.S. Open title.
I don't know what to think. It fully hasn't sunk in yet, but I just want everybody to enjoy it as well.
And DeChambeau outlasting Northern Irons' Rory McIlroy, winning by one stroke. Golf's final major coming up in mid-July. The Open Championship at Royal Troon in Scotland.
That's You've mid-July. Been dying to say that all
Royal
morning.
Royal Troon in Scotland. 6:19 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Give him a single. He does like to mingle. And my favorite jingle is the S to the N. Double O, no, no.
On Wisconsin's Morning News. Great to be back with you, E.
It's good to see you.
Little staycation.
Yeah. Played a lot of golf, had some fun.
Didn't play enough golf. I mostly just did stuff, you know?
All right. Oh, yeah.
Which, if you are blessed to have the amount of time off that we get when you get later in your career, you can spend a week just doing errands.
Mm-hmm. It's nice.
Right? But the highlight of the week was I served as guardian on an honor flight on Saturday for my father-in-law. My wife's father passed away about 16 years ago, and her mom is remarried to an Air Force guy, and he asked me to be his guardian, Vietnam-era guy, on an honor flight. And I don't know, I kind of debated how much I wanted to talk about this today because we've been doing honor flights for a while.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
This was the 75th Stars and Stripes honor flight.
And it is a well-oiled machine, by the way.
Oh, my goodness. But I wanted to share a few things with you all from that. And John Mercure was on this flight. John is a member of the board of directors for Stars and Stripes Honor Flight. And Merck didn't have any particular duties other than, he said, I went as media. And he will spend some time telling our story, talk to my veteran, Lee, and talk to me as well about my role serving as a guardian. So he's going to have extensive coverage of that on his afternoon show. But a few things I wanted to share with you.
I have with me Skip Meucci. He was in the Army Security Agency.
My grandpa served here in the U.S. Army Military Police.
I'm here with my granddad, Archie Hewley Jr. He served in the Korean War.
He was stationed in Korea from 1967 to 1969.
He served in Korea and from 1953 to 55, and he was a demolition specialist.
Yeah. Yeah, they liked that.
Yeah.
Somebody else yelled out on the bus, got to blow stuff up. Yeah, they liked it. So that was just a snippet. We're on the bus from Dulles International Airport on our way into D.C. to start seeing the monuments, and they had the Guardian. So each veteran that goes on one of these flights has someone who is there to escort them through.
Yep.
And so that was my role with my father-in-law, Lee. So they had each one of us Guardians get up in the front of the bus, say, tell your vet story.
That's a little something. That's cool.
So I grabbed a few of those, but for every one of those men and one woman on our flight as well, Benny was her nickname. She was there. And, you know, they all have a story. And so that was one of my takeaways from it is each one of these individuals have a story.
Yeah.
They played a different role. They saw different theaters of war. They were involved in different conflicts. We were exclusively Korea and Vietnam veterans, a few Korean War veterans and mostly Vietnam guys. So the three things I thought I would share today, E., outside of just a couple of those little snippets. Number one, if you are a veteran of the Vietnam era or earlier or were in conflict, or if you have a veteran in your life who has not been on one of these flights, encourage them to do that. And especially for the Vietnam guys, so many of them talked about their experience coming home, how they didn't have a proper homecoming. And I think that's something that our generation got right. Learn to separate the war from the warrior and understand that, you know, you may have political differences with what's going on, but you respect these folks who go out there and do their duty.
Right.
And so I would highly encourage, if you have a veteran in your life or if you are someone who has served, get on one of these flights. The other thing, the volunteers. Stars and Stripes Honor Flight is 100% volunteer. Even the president, Karen Relke, that's a full-time job.
Yeah.
She does for $0.
She's amazing. She is amazing.
And so just a sense of gratitude to them, to what they've created, to how they continue to build this out. And then finally, I was so emotional coming back. I shared a lot of stories with Lee and what he did in Vietnam and elsewhere. He served at Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany and a bunch of other places. But if we can do this so well, so right, and take care of these folks and visit the monuments and DC and all of these things, how is it that we feel our nation is so broken? And I don't know the answer to that. Maybe it's just the story that we're choosing to tell. And we're going to tell a better story from here on out. 6:27. Going to be staying up late if you want to catch the Brewers this week. We got sports coming up at 6:45.
An animated sequel is making the biggest debut since last year's Barbie movie in the box office.
Emotions ruling this weekend at the box office. Inside Out 2, number one for moviegoers. Disney and Pixar's animated sequel raking in $155 million in U.S. and Canada ticket sales.
That $155 million, haven't seen that since Barbie topped $100 million last year. The film is expected to haul in $295 million globally for the weekend. Inside Out 2. Now, I said last week when you were gone, big Pixar guy, always been a fan of the Pixar movies and what they do there and some of the uniqueness and their storytelling and whatnot. But I wouldn't go see this movie just because it's an easy Disney Plus view in a month.
I think, one thing in terms of the box office numbers, like this is a family film. So if you're doing a rated R film or whatever, that's maybe a couple goes or a few friends, but every time you go, that's four or five, right? It's
multiple
mom and dad
tickets.
And the kids,
okay,
or,
right?
So you have that enhancement.
Interesting.
On top of that, just it's something to do, right? If it's too hot or if it's rainy or whatever, then that's
but every movie is something to do.
Guess.
But I'm happy. That's great. That's great that they're doing great. So I'm very excited about it. Just did not see that one coming.
Remember Walt Disney had a great line, and I'm not going to say it directly, but I'll paraphrase. It was something to the effect of they said, you make children's movies. Goes, no, I make family films. If I did children's stuff, I'd lose my shirt. this is not for kids. This is for everyone.
Everybody, yep.
6:38, Wisconsin's Morning News. It's 6:42 on this Monday morning. This is a story we first put on your radar nearly a year ago here on Wisconsin's Morning News, and it hits a major next step today. Maukee County Executive David Crawley is going to sign legislation, approval of a major affordable housing development in Franklin for people with disabilities. Now, this project is unique in that the goal is to build an integrated community where both people with and without disabilities are neighbors.
It'll be for individuals. It'll be for families. It'll be for couples. It'll be for individuals that want to live in a community like this and provide natural supports to adults with IDD.
That is Amy Hansel. She and another local mom, Emily Peters, they started this nonprofit called Communities of Crocus. And they have been raising money and support for a large housing development that would offer supportive living situations for folks who need it. Those with, you'll hear her say, IDD, intellectual and developmental disabilities. And then homeowner opportunities for everyone who can share in this community. So I spoke with Amy last summer as they were just starting to launch the project. They wanted to open by 2026. And this announcement today from the county that includes $2.5 million in federal funds might help accelerate that timeline as they're going to begin construction already this month. So important because Amy here, she's the president of Communities of Crocus. She herself has two sons with autism. And maybe this is something that touches your life directly or maybe not. But she makes the case for why it matters for all of us.
I mean, even in Wisconsin alone, we have 60% of people with IDD that are living with their family. What happens when those elderly parents pass on? What happens in a family emergency if the parents are incapacitated and unable to care for these adults? These individuals are at extreme risk for homelessness or insufficient housing. And we have got to provide opportunities now before it gets to that point.
Now, that's something I came to understand in all my work with Special Olympics. And you have many people who have some level of disability who are entirely capable with a little bit of help
right,
to live
yeah.
more independently.
Just a little support, but otherwise good. Yep.
And they don't have those opportunities that abound in Wisconsin. On top of that, right, many of them are still living, many adults are still living with their parents, and parents get older. And you know, what happens then? So you have a development like this. So I want to congratulate the folks who've been working so hard on it. The signing of the legislation event today, 11:30 in Franklin.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad.
What a weekend.
Vince Petrano.
Sorry about that, Vince. What a weekend at American Family Field. Brewers and Reds, rubber game on Sunday, this after Snoop showed up Saturday.
Private stereo with my main man, Jackson Chew.
Yeah, shortstop Willie Adames with the three-run bomb that helped give him the lead yesterday.
Sims deals, swing and a drive to center and deep.
So that made it 4-3. Then center fielder Blake Perkins does what Blake Perkins does. Wasn't happy with how he played in Friday night's loss to the Reds. Saved the lead in the eighth with a great catch. Then in the ninth, clinging to a 5-4 lead.
Trevor McGill swinging a pop-up. Shallow center, base hit. The throw coming home. It is going to be...
Just awesome. That won them the game. His throw from center field won the game, got the guy at the plate. Uke with a great call there. So then there's this. I thought this was interesting after the game. So Dom Catronio, our guy, does BEI Brewers Extra Innings. There's a lot of talk and rumors about Adames being traded.
Right.
He's coming up to the end of the year.
Right.
What are we
going to
do? We're going to send him out. We're going to do what we did with Hader and do it with him. And he lost his mind during the show last night.
Willie Adames has hit a three-run homer. He makes incredible plays. He is mentoring your rookies. He is doing incredible things to the community. The whole clubhouse loves him. The coaching staff loves him. The fans love him. He is an electric personality. And here we are, after an epic 5-4 win, winning a series against a rival, having a great Father's Day weekend at home. When are we going to trade him? Shut up and enjoy things. I'm sorry. I'm sick of it. He's on the team. Enjoy it.
Instead of worrying about whether or not they're going to trade him, and his prediction, and we can ask him in an hour, his prediction is he ain't going anywhere. They ain't trading him. They're not going to do that again.
You have to think the organization learned that you know, there's a value added to what is happening inside that clubhouse.
Right.
You made the point earlier. You need a little bit of weird in your clubhouse to have that championship season. There's got to be some little extra juice.
Right now, the recipe is all there.
Right. What else do you want?
Yeah.
Like, we're winning a lot. Cheers for the crowd at Golf's U.S. Open, Pinehurst number two, and your champion, Bryson DeChambeau, on that putt. Fun off Northern Irons, Rory McIlroy, who appeared ready to rise. You know, Rory starts surging on the back nine. As European players go, Rory's pretty popular here in America.
Sure, yeah.
Searching for his first major in a decade. Bryson knew it.
All I was focused on was myself. Every once in a while, I could hear Rory and the Rory chants and what he was doing, so I knew what he did based on the roars. And that was actually kind of fun because it gave me the knowledge of, like, what I had to do.
Yeah, DeChambeau's a weird cat. Like, he's different.
Not everyone likes him, too, right?
But there was a lot of support as well. Pancake was talking earlier about the USA chance because you want an American to win the U.S. Open, right?
Yeah.
But Rory, as I said, really popular guy, missed a couple of short putts down the stretch. I mean, nothing is a gimme at the U.S. Open with the greens running as fast as they do, but those are putts you got to make.
Yeah.
It's two majors for Bryson, two U.S. Open titles. Golf's final major is the Open Championship at Royal Troon in Scotland.
There you go. Thank you.
Coming up a month from now. 6:49.
Imagine going to the Oaks Amusement Park in Portland, Oregon, or to any amusement
lovely.
Park.
Yeah, yeah, great. Good.
See all the fun rides
yeah,
there.
Ride the rides.
And then you notice one of them seems to be malfunctioning.
So we were riding a ride. This isn't supposed to be upside down like this. It's been like that for like already 2 to 3 minutes.
Everyone
I feel
that,
bad for them because all the power is shut off on it too right now.
Yeah. That's courtesy of CNN. That's Whoa. Someone who noticed this ride that was not working. So how would you describe this? It's basically a giant swing. So like you all sit in a giant circle, dozens of you staring at each other. And then there's a pendulum that swings you 100 feet in the air and you swing all the way around. So you go upside down and then you come around the full loop. Yeah, this one went up.
And stayed up. Oh, no.
For an hour.
No.
30 people rescued and medically evaluated after being stuck hanging upside down on a ride at this amusement park in Portland, says CNN. It's set at this 360-degree setting, and it's stuck there. They responded there. They tried to get people down. They worked on this. 18-year-old girl said she never thought she'd see her family again because you're up there for a minute, and then it becomes 2 minutes. Then it becomes 5 minutes, and all of a sudden you realize you ain't getting down. She goes, what I was thinking was I'd never go to see my father again. I was never going to see my brother again. Like, I'm never going to college. I'm never going to get married. She's like, we thought we started to panic. Can you imagine that? So the issue was basically this malfunction. So then you're starting to sit upside down. So you have the blood going to your head. And then the contraption itself, I mean, your body is obviously the gravity is going to pull you on your shoulders, so any harness you're wearing is going to start wearing on you.
Yeah, right. If I tell you what, if I'm upside down for 3 seconds, I start feeling it.
I got all the blood in my head. Oh, boy, it's going to give me a headache.
For an hour, aren't your eyes going to pop out of your head?
My favorite, the park's like, yeah, this has never happened before.
I hope not.
It hasn't happened before, but it just happened now.
Yes.
And it seems like this has been happening a lot. This ride was called the Atmosphere. There's another ride like called the Hysteria in the UK that got stuck over the weekend as well, and people were stuck on that ride. Now, that one, they weren't upside down, but they were still stuck in the contraption.
What did they do to pluck them off of there then? They didn't get it started again,
The
huh?
ride
it
was didn't... manually lowered.
Oh, okay.
According to the fire department, the riders were then evacuated and medically evaluated. One rider was taken to the hospital. But yeah, they're able to manually bring it back down because
which is better than like sometimes they bring in like a helicopter or something and they were bringing people. Then you have to walk down like some sort of like ladder or something like that. Yeah, forget it.
It was last year. There's people stuck upside down in the EMTs. You're right. We're up there like in a bucket trying to get them down.
You go, watch your step. Forget it.
This is just listen to this. Listen to this quote. I was crying, not of joy, not of anything. I was just crying. I was more happy. I was alive. I don't think I've ever appreciated my life more. That from a guy who just rode on an amusement park ride.
See, they gave you a wonderful gift. What a great ride.
You'll never forget it, and you'll appreciate life forever.
Name me another amusement ride that can do that for you, give you a whole new perspective on life. You're welcome.
Yeah, see, all is well.
657 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Top of the hour headlines coming up next.